everybody, and welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. I am Spider Startup. Spider Star You, and I'm going to be your host today for podcast 173. Yes, yes, yes. Today I am joined by ratchet people, really ratchet people. Today I am joined by Soul.
Coming to you live from the soon-to-be former Lost Levels us, because we have a special person in here today.
Yes, we do. Today we are guest starred by Yoshiman222. Yes, Yoshiman, say hi.
Hello, everybody.
Yes.
I'm here to do the podcast stuff, and
a demise is here.
And yeah.
Yes.
Oh
so,
my god, I killed everyone.
If you're wondering why Yoshiman is here, the Lost Levels. Yeah, Soul's wondering too. Us, aka the Lost Levels, we are looking for a new Lost Level.
Yay.
We are trying to find who can be the next Soul. Because, you know, we remember when we had Soul back on in 2013. We had Soul guest star on the Sonic podcast, which you can go look it up, the Sonic series. See Soul for the first time, where his voice was so high, and he was such a little kid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now he's, like, 25
Soul,
years old.
Getting replaced. Watch out.
Yes.
Stop. So, not again.
We're in royal forms today, guys. But yeah, we had signups before a long time ago where we introduced Soul to the podcast, and Soul's been on with us ever since then. But this time, instead of being the participant, Soul's gonna be the judge. Yes, Soul's gonna help judge us.
Yeah,
judge us.
Good
we're
for
judging.
You.
Yeah, we're judging
I'm
ourselves.
I'm a critic. No, it's in my blood.
We're gonna be judging you, the listeners, who are gonna sign up. And we're going to see who fits in with us the best, and that person will be introduced to the podcast. So really quickly, before we get into the main topic, which I'm sorry for taking so long, but I just got to get into this, all right? There are four requirements you need to meet if you want to sign up, all right? First, you have to have a Skype account. Very easy to get. Two, you need to have a decent microphone that's, like, you know, decent sounding, you know, not...
Probably USB.
You know, yeah, anything like that. You know, just not anything ratchet where you're like, hey, guys, oh, my God. Like, no, nothing like that. You can't be like that. And don't bother. If your microphone makes you sound like that, if it makes you sound like that, don't sign up. I mean, like, I'm not saying you sound like that. I'm saying if your microphone makes you sound like that, don't sign up.
I was like, Lane had the sick beats, and you still.
I had to.
Number three, you need to have the program Audacity. And the Lame Encoder MP3, that's what we're using right now to record. And because you need Audacity to record, and you need the Lame Encoder MP3 to save your file as an MP3 file. And number four, and this is the most important thing, you need to have free time on Saturdays. All right, that's non-negotiable. All right, you need to have at least free time in the afternoon, in the afternoon, basically, you know.
Yeah. Morning and my time.
Or yeah, in morning and Yoshiman's time, because he lives in... Canada, the west side of Canada.
I live in the western world.
Yeah, so you need to make sure you have free time on Saturday in the morning time, afternoon time, pretty much 1 p.m. Eastern, might be 10 p.m. Pacific time, whatever the case is. Just make sure you have free time on Saturday, at least in the morning, afternoon time. And if you fit all these requirements, then you should go ahead and sign up for the podcast. You can comment on our YouTube. You can comment in the comments below on our We Want You for the Lost Levels posts. Or you can just email us, which is the most simple thing. Email us at thelostlevelsmpl@gmail.com.
It's easy.
I
want to
see all the people.
Cake.
Just do it. And don't be shy. All right. Soul doesn't bite. I bite a little bit. You know, I'm really quick to bite. But, you know, I'm not going to bite you, I promise. All right. The chompers are going away. So that is all. For that.
I want to actually see all the people who sign up and see, because it'd be interesting seeing who actually wants to try out.
Yes.
I want to
all
see
right.
who becomes a new Lost Levels member.
Yes.
So,
it could be you,
down.
The listener. It could be you. So you never know. Just please sign up. And yeah, all right, let's get into the main topic now. Sorry
okay.
for that long nonsense. Well, actually, that wasn't nonsense. That was actually like
well,
really
they
important.
Needed to know.
They needed to know.
Yeah.
Really good, Yoshiman. All right, so let's get into our main topic. Our main topic today is the Club Nintendo. Club Nintendo has recently been discontinued. Club Nintendo is gone.
Oh, my God.
And it's never going
to
come
I
back.
I forgot to redeem a prize. Whoops, I had enough coins.
Wow, that was... wow, I don't want to even talk about that.
Uh-huh.
But I've got my rewards, and I hope that you, the listener, got your rewards as well. But today we're going to be talking about Club Nintendo, so let's get into our first question, because we wasted enough time. All right, first question. What was your reaction when you heard that the Club Nintendo rewards program was ending? All right, who wants to answer this first?
I didn't care. I mean, I was okay with it. I was like, oh, I just got into Club Nintendo. Okay. Oh, well.
Okay.
I was actually, like, really indifferent to it. I was trying to get platinum, but that's not really, like, associated to discontinuation. I guess it was just, like, I wasn't too invested in it to really have too much of an opinion if it was gonna be gone or not.
Alright, Yoshi-Ben?
Well, honestly, like, it's kind of sad to see it go, because I've been, like, a member ever since around when, I think when it first came out. I'm not exactly sure, because when I first figured out, it was actually through my Nintendo Power magazine, so I don't know exactly when they first talked about it, but I've been around pretty much since the beginning, and now after all these years, it's going away. I mean, I have to admit, with how it's been over the years, it's not as sad since we could see it dying away, but it's still kind of sad to see.
For me personally, actually, this is one of the questions that I've had for, later on, but, you know, how long have you been using Club Nintendo? So how long have you been using Club Nintendo?
Since it started.
Since, like, the Wii days, or, like, what?
First appeared in North America.
I don't remember when when was it? Was it, like, during the GameCube days?
I don't remember. I think it was during the Wii days.
I think it was before that.
It had to
No, I don't think GameCube had the Club Nintendo.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, at least North America.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did. The Wind Waker was.
Oh,
right?
No,
I don't think
actually,
it was.
Actually, it started in October 2nd,
2008. Okay.
Yoshi-Man was right, but some GameCube games did have the Club Nintendo thing. I know that for a fact. I remember because my Mario Kart
Double... Well, it must have been, like, the really, really new one.
Yeah, because I know because my Mario Kart Double Dash thing had a Club Nintendo thing inside.
Huh.
So.
I didn't.
I
mean, I got that game when it first came out, though.
Yeah, I did too, but it broke, so I had to buy another one. But yeah, I've been using Club Nintendo since, like, I want to say, like, around 2010, 2011. I didn't use it when it first started because I really... I guess I'll just say it and flat out. My parents back then, they were, like, really suspicious about things like this. I don't know why, but, like, that was one big reason, because you had to put in your address to get things. And another thing was, just overall, I wasn't really too interested. But later on, when I actually found out all the rewards and things like that, because I remember when I first joined, there was, like, tons and tons of Kirby's Epic Yarn stuff that you could, like, put onto your backpack. Like, it was like, I don't know what you call those things, but it's like
patches?
Patches, yeah. It's like you patch it to your, like, backpack and, like, you know, go to school or whatever the case might be. I always thought that was so cute, but I never got one. But, yeah, I've been using it since, like, around 2010, 2011, and it is kind of sad to see it go. But, you know, it is kind of like what Yoshi-Man said, you know, the way Club Nintendo has been for a while, like, who did not see this coming? It's just been really, really lackluster. And so lackluster that we can't even begin to realize it. But hopefully, you know, as this podcast goes on, you know, what I'm basically, you know, trying to just get at is that I hope that the new rewards program is so much better in every way. I just really hope that it's just so much better, because ultimately the way Club Nintendo was this past year, not acceptable. So, you know, I can see why it is disappearing. All right, so let's move on to the next question. We've already answered how long have you had Club Nintendo, so we're moving on to this third question. What type of rewards have you gotten over the years?
Now thinking about it, I don't think I got much. I don't remember even getting a physical one. I don't know, maybe I did and I'm just being stupid. Oh, I got the soundtrack, the Super Smash Bros. Soundtrack, and then I got Mewtwo inherently. What else did I get? I don't even know where that soundtrack is. I got Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze from the Platinum from the last time they had Club Nintendo, like the last thing ever. And then I forgot which game I got before that, but... Funnily enough, I got Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D. I have not played Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. I played a little bit of it, and then I got bored. But it's okay. I mean, I'm not here to review the game, but... I actually don't think I got any physical... things, which I should have. I had enough coins, but for whatever reason, I just got really lazy, and I didn't exactly know what to choose. So, oh well.
Okay, so awards I've gotten over the years, I actually have a lot of them right here in front of me. Like, for some of the awards, I have this, like, DS case featuring, like, Super Mario Bros. Styled stuff. Holding my DS games comes with DS styluses. Ooh. I have this, I have one of the platinum figurines currently right here still. I have folders and sets. I have posters somewhere. Like, I can see some of the posters rolled up because I don't like how they looked, because those are just the platinum. I think I have the Luigi ones as well. Then I also have a bunch of digital games, too, that I downloaded. And then also got some of the special rewards, like the Mewtwo DLC and the CD, as well as the free game for registering Mario Kart 8. I pretty much tried to get everything you could get for the amount of coins that I got. Even so far as to registering my brother's games, if I didn't own them.
Oh, wow. Did your brother mind?
He didn't have a Club Nintendo account. He doesn't care.
Oh, so you didn't... Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Eventually, I did make him one, though, to give him the Mewtwo DLC, though. But, yeah.
Okay. For me, yes! Really, what did I get? I've gotten so much stuff over the years, I forgot. I did get that Mario carrying case that had styluses inside and something that where you can hold DS games. Is that what you described?
Did you get the 3DS version or the DS version?
The DS version.
So we probably have the same one then. It's the one where it's like, has an 8-bit Mario and Goomba on the front?
Yes!
Yeah, that's the one I have.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we got
it. In my hand right now.
Oh my god, mine's is in the other room. I'm not gonna run and get it, but you know.
Oh man.
Cool. Yeah, it is. But really, what else did I get? I got tons of DLC. Wow, that's the wrong word. I got tons of different games, you know, that I gotten off of Club Nintendo. But I've gotten other stuff. I got posters from my nephew. You know, there's so much stuff. Like, really, I wish I was more prepared for this. I've gotten the platinum rewards, but we're gonna talk about that later. I think I got a calendar once. Like, one of the first years I signed up, I got a calendar. And that's pretty much it. That calendar's, like, horrible now, because it was, like, 2012, 2011, or something like that. It's not good anymore. But, yeah, I've gotten lots of rewards over the years. You know, I've consistently gotten gold or platinum. Like I said, we're gonna talk about that a bit later. But yeah, I've gotten tons of stuff off of Club Nintendo, so, you know, yeah, it had a lot of good stuff. Oh, one more thing. I've gotten that, okay, what is that bag? It's like a bag, and it has, like, a mushroom on it. It's like a postal bag. A tote bag, yes. That, I got that from one of my brothers, and I also got one from my sister. Yeah, I got two of those things. Yes, okay, I remembered. But yeah, I got tons of stuff over the years. Now, here's the next question. How did you feel about the change in rewards over the years, from mostly physical to mostly digital? Ooh, alright, so I think I'm going to answer this first, actually.
Oh, I don't even know if Soul can answer it, honestly.
No, I've known the rewards. Because I haven't experienced them doesn't mean I can't have an opinion.
Yeah, I was just wondering, because, like, you mostly joined after it changed to physical, digital.
Yes, that's pretty much true. I think I joined the year after they had that really cool, like, figurine with, like, Bowser, Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Toad and stuff. I wish I'd gotten that, but
I think that was a platinum award.
Yeah. Wow.
I think you talk about the thing that I talked about, like my platinum figurine.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of it. But yes, Club Nintendo over the years, well, actually over like the past like year or so, like past 2 years, I would say maybe, I couldn't say for sure, but mostly for like this past year, I can say for 100% fact that they've mostly gone from physical stuff to digital stuff, like, you know, releasing digital games and things like that. Which, you know, hey, that's cool. Digital games are awesome. And that's what I meant earlier, not DLC. I've said DLC games, I meant digital games. Durr. But, you know, digital games are cool. There's nothing wrong with that. But the problem is, and this is a really, really big problem, is that it transitioned into just digital games. Like, there were once in a blue moon, they would have, like, you know, physical stuff, like, they had, like, they had something with The Legend of Zelda, that they released, or, like, it was, like, a controller, or, like, it was something like that. It was, like,
a nunchuck, I think.
A nunchuck, I think that's
to
what
go
it was.
With the, Skyward Sword Golden Controller.
Yes, 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 yes. And ever since, like, that, around that time, and then so on, they've mostly just been doing digital stuff, and it's, like, it's kind of lackluster, because, you know, why can't you just have both? Like, you can have the digital games, and that's cool, that's awesome, but why does it just have to be digital games? Like, why can't it be more stuff? So, yeah, I kind of have not liked the transition. I know some people don't mind, because they never really cared about the physical stuff, they just cared about getting some games, because, you know, they register the games, and then they get, like, a classic NES game, or a classic, like, you know, Super Nintendo game, or things like that, but for me, I always like having the physical stuff more. But yeah, that's what I think. What do you guys think about that?
So my opinion on, like, the physical to digital changes, it was, yeah, definitely a really big sign, like, Club Nintendo is not doing so well, or at least, you know, here's its downfall, because it's just showing things that people don't want. Nobody really wants games that have already been released, except for me, because I was like, oh, hooray, a game that I wanted but didn't have the money for, now I can get for free. And Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze was another one of those, and, I mean, I didn't lose anything, because I think all the other games are just meh, so I was kind of happy I could get something out of it. But the physical ones, I feel like, in general, they're more commonly liked. They're, like, more collectible thingies. I actually, if there was, like, both physical and digital, knowing me, I'd probably favor towards the digital stuff, but I think certainly it showed that there was something changing within Club Nintendo. That's pretty much it. I don't really have much to say on it, because, as Yoshiman said, I wasn't really there to experience it fully.
Wow, well, you articulated that a lot better than I did.
Well, I have to admit, when the Digital Awards first came out, it was actually kind of exciting, because, like, there actually, some of the things that people were asking for Club Nintendo were, in fact, like, digital games that you could download, or maybe some exclusive digital stuff like they did for Doc Lewis's Punch-Out, which is something that's on my older brother's Wii. I can't ever really access it now. But
it's nothing special.
Yeah, it was special. It was a exclusive Club Nintendo game, and it was stuff like that people were wanting. When we first started to get the digital games, it was just like, oh, cool, at least we can spend our coins on games that we might want. But, like, as it transitioned, it became less physical awards and just more digital. It just became less, say, special. And then when they started implying those digital games that you can get anywhere as the Platinum Awards for being, like, a super loyal member, it just became kind of like, eh, this isn't really that special of a reward. Say, we've already talked about that, like, that Platinum figurine that, like, I have in here.
Yeah.
It just became not as special. Like, eventually, like, all the Platinum Awards were just games. Like, the Gold Awards would just be old games, and then the Platinum might be newer games. But there's nothing, like, nothing special you could get out of it. Nothing that was, like, you couldn't just buy in a store. It all had a value when I looked at it, and I didn't like seeing that value when I went to redeem one of these special awards from an exclusive program. You can definitely see, as the years went on, that they definitely stopped caring about it as the physical awards were dropping down.
Yeah.
Really.
I remember, I don't know if it was 2014. It had to have been 2014, I think, when I got platinum. There was, like, all these rewards. I'm like, are you kidding me? What are we going to get something special? Or, like, what the hell is this? And what I ended up getting was freaking Dr. Luigi. Like, I'm like, really? Like, out of all the games, like, all these games, like, are games like Super Metroid, games I already have, like, Super Mario Kart, I think they had Smash Brothers. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't think they had Smash Bros, because that would be, wait.
That was before
the Smash Bros. I don't think Smash Bros. Was out.
They did not have Smash Brothers.
Oh, okay, well then, my bad. But they had some other games.
Yeah, it definitely was no, because of the Mewtwo DLC later on.
Yeah, they didn't have, like, anything special.
Near the end.
Because if you did have Smash Bros., it'd actually be special, but they didn't have anything special. Oh my god, but yeah.
I think they had the Smash Bros. Demo at one point available for certain Club Nintendo members.
Well, what I do remember earlier is they did have, Smash Brothers, where you can get it and you can, like, register it on the Wii, not the Wii U. But, you know, I don't know if they did that for the Club, the Platinum Awards thing.
I don't think.
Yeah. Let's just move on, because, you know, I'm getting freaking confused here, because I thought it was on there, and I'm like, wait, it wasn't on there? All right, here's one. Have you gotten gold or platinum statuses? And for how many years have you gotten these marvelous statuses? Well, someone who is more prepared, like Yoshiman, why don't you tell us, for how many years have you gotten the gold or platinum statuses?
I don't mean to brag on this, but I pretty much had platinum for every single year.
Oh, except, hell except no.
Except for one. Except for 1 year.
Okay.
But I was okay with that, because they just offered pins that year, and I didn't want them.
I got those pins! I got those! I got those pins. Well, I got them, and they're amazing for your information.
I don't actually like pins all that much, honestly. So, was fine. I got a calendar that year instead, and that calendar proved very useful over the time, because I was just using that to write in the data that I needed. But otherwise, it's been straight platinum, even though some of the later years with the digital rewards, I've been actually just giving my platinum rewards away to other people who want them. Like, I think, like, last year, not the year before that, with all those, like, games that you said, I think I gave my reward to VIP.
Oh, yeah, VIP Soccer Master.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I gave him, like, one of the, just eShop games.
Which game? Do you remember?
I think it was one of the Dylan's Rolling Western ones.
Oh, Dylan's Rolling Western. No, that's a good game.
I'm not entirely sure. I would need to ask him about that.
That sounds like a game.
Well, you ask VIP and you get back to us in the comments.
Is he on right now?
As for me, I've...
No, he's off right now.
Oh. As for me, I think everyone's already basically gotten it. I've only done Club Nintendo for 2 years, but both times I did get Platinum status. Hooray.
So you only got 2014? And
yeah, and they were both digital.
Oh my god, this poor unfortunate soul.
I haven't heard that before on this podcast.
Oh, that's a lie. You heard it multiple times.
That was...
You know, the king of cheesy puns. Well, actually, that's not true. I'm not the king of cheesy puns. There's someone who's more cheesy than me. What the hell? What did I get? Okay, I've gotten platinum and gold for, like, ever. Or I've gotten silver, gold. I've gotten all that bodacious stuff. Silver. There's no silver. I think since 2010 or 2011, like I said earlier in the podcast, since 2010 or 2011, I've gotten the rewards. Because I remember for 1 year, I got a calendar. And the next year, I got the pins, which, when I say pins, they're like a badge, like you pin, it's like you pin it to your shirt, or whatever the case might be. It's not pins, like, you know, some of y'all be thinking there's pins, and it's like, oh, like bowling pins. No one would get bowling pins. Or it's pins, like, you know, you pin to your shirt.
How depressing.
Pins.
I really wanted to get bowling pins
if there was a bowling ball.
Really? But,
yeah. No bowling.
That'd be so childish,
I'm
though.
I'm so upset.
It would be fun to go bowling.
Bowling in your house?
I've
done it before when I was young.
That's gonna be noisy.
That's so upsetting. Why didn't they give us bowling pins?
Oh, but bowling pins suck. I've gotten... What else have I gotten? What else? They had, Oh my god, I've forgotten literally all the rewards. What is wrong with me? What was the reward for 2012? Okay, so we just looked at the rewards real quick, or we made a pause, we looked at the rewards, and I was right, first and foremost, for 2013, the original Smash Brothers was on one of the rewards you can get. It was one of the platinum awards you can get.
To be fair, I didn't think you were talking about the original Smash Brothers.
Neither was I.
Yeah,
for some reason.
I just had to correct that for the podcast, so it's not a correction later, right? It was indeed on there. Smash Brothers was on there. Okay, and now that that's corrected... I've gotten, like, the pins, I've gotten the, Majora's Mask CD for 2013, because I already had Smash Brothers, the original
Smash. I remember the CD as well, I remember that was a big deal.
Yeah, the post,
even
it was...
At the same time, everyone was like, come on,
wait,
just
what
this.
Were the ones again for that? I can't see.
It was the three poster
set. Oh yeah, I got
set.
The three poster set, that's what I got.
Yeah, or the...
Because I remember, because there's a Luigi poster I hang on the wall.
Yeah. Huh. So, I got the Majora's Mask soundtrack, and I don't even know where the heck it is. It's, like, somewhere in my room where I have all my Nintendo stuff. It's, like one little cover thing. So, yeah, it's, like, somewhere over there. I'll get it sometime. But, yeah, I've gotten pretty much most of the Platinum Awards up until 2015. Was there even a reward for 2015? No, there wasn't, right?
Yeah.
I Yeah, it was the digital ones.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, the digital ones. Okay, but I didn't get the platinum for digital.
Yeah, you're just that's
what I remember that. I gave mine away again.
Again.
I don't remember who I gave it to. All I know is that this time it was Mario Golf World Tour.
Oh, no, you gave that to Snowy. You gave it to Snowy. Yeah.
I just gave it to the first person who asked for it.
Darn, I should have asked quicker.
It still makes me a bit sad, though, because I remember I wanted those, I wanted, you know the Smash posters that were coming out?
Yes.
Yeah, like, they have two versions of it and featured six of the characters. I was waiting for the version to feature the character I wanted, which is actually Robin, because
Robin.
I just want, really like Robin. Fire Emblem Awakening, I really wanted that. But that poster series never came out, and that actually made me so sad.
Speaking of which, I know it's a little off topic, but do you know when your Robin Amiibo is coming in?
Not exactly. I think that's coming out on Wednesday.
Yay! Oh, I'm gonna be so happy. For those of you who don't know, Yoshiman's been trying to get a Robin Amiibo, and I finally got him to get one.
Well, I finally got,
I have no idea where you were going with that.
Credit card. I finally got a credit card. After
a credit card.
He's going. I was able to buy it online.
Yeah, but he's going like all of the ones I find are like $50. I'm like, where are you looking? You can find them for like.
I'm Canadian. Everything's overpriced here.
I know, yes. But you didn't go on eBay. Like, I'm like, where is he getting?
I went on eBay, but I didn't see that offer.
Yeah, I have three Robin Amiibos.
Also, I think I was looking at mostly the English ones.
I have three Robin Amiibos, and I'm selling two of them for a high price. Oh,
if you can get people to buy them for a high price, because people buy them for cheaper prices.
Well, we'll see about that, because I have the power of persuasion.
Well, also, they're American.
Okay,
whatever.
Let's move on, away from Amiibos. This is about
Nintendo.
Let's
get back on subject. Yeah. Let's continue talking about Amiibos, because I think the next topic is talking about the new kinds of rewards that we hope?
Segue.
What the new program will offer.
What do you think the rewards program will offer? Okay, yeah, so they're going to offer drugs, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, little kid, you want to buy some cocaine? Oh, you want to buy some meth? Like, yeah, they're going to be offering meth and cocaine.
That's what I got into my house.
What do you think? Oh, just please, let me read the question. What do you think the new rewards program will offer? Do you think the new rewards program will be better than Club Nintendo? Or worse than Club Nintendo?
That'll be better.
They should be offering Amiibos. Yes, yes,
I was saying that since they first off had Amiibos created. I was thinking, for the physical rewards, like for the Platinum Award, they should offer the Gold Mario Amiibo.
Yes.
As a Platinum Award or something.
No, they're
they should release normal Amiibos.
For the Gold Reward and Platinum for... Silver Mario for Platinum.
If they're gonna do an Amiibo thing, they're gonna do a exclusive Club Nintendo Amiibo that does.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was thinking those were gonna be it, but then they eventually got released elsewhere, and then I'm like,
They should make normal
Amiibos.
They should
have offered Amiibo.
They should make normal Amiibos available to buy off of this new rewards program. I think that'd help people. What?
I wouldn't have to buy online for Robin.
Well, I imagine it wouldn't be if it's using a similar style to what Club Nintendo had. I'm assuming it wouldn't be that expensive, but you know, I'm just saying, like, you know, I think that'd be really cool if they could just offer normal Amiibos. So like for the rare ones that you know you can't find in all these damn stores and people are charging ridiculous amounts, you could just get like, oh, okay, I want a NES Amiibo. You can just get off the new rewards program. I think that'd be really cool. It'd be easy for them because they can just simply use what they've already had made. And they just have to ship it out. I'm just saying that's a suggestion. I think that'd be really easy for them to do because they're not making anything unnecessary.
I would love it because it would definitely be easier than like trying to search for one in stores.
A whole lot easier.
Right, yeah, that's what I was talking about. That's why I bought mine online for a ridiculous price because I couldn't find it in stores anywhere.
That's
my program offered that.
Yes,
that would be perfect.
These Amiibos are breaking the internet, and I'm just breaking the real world because no tea, no shade. All right, people are making these Amiibos ridiculous amounts, and I know y'all are gonna be in the comments being like, "Oh, Spider Star, you know you're a hater, you're a hypocrite because you know you're gonna charge people for the Robin Amiibo." That's different, okay? What I do is different than what other people do because they charge it for freaking $100, things like that. They would charge it for some person. Oh, let's never forget this. a 46, wait. 47 bucks for a NES Amiibo and a Pop-Tart.
I would have bought that because the Pop-Tart sounds good.
It was a good one. It was Pop-Tart cinnamon, right?
That, no, it wasn't. It was s'mores, I think.
S'mores was good, too.
It was a good... It sounded like a good deal no matter wait, what. Wait, let me look this up. Pop-Tart.
Let me look this up. If it was brown sugar cinnamon, I would have gone for it.
Let me look this up. I want to know exactly what...
I would just go for it regardless.
It was s'mores, yes. NES Amiibo and s'mores Pop-Tart for $50. That is so ridiculous.
That's worth it.
That's ridiculous. You could buy the... Yoshiman, you could buy a whole box of Pop-Tarts for like $3. And you buy that NES Amiibo for $13.
We already buy a lot of Pop-Tarts here.
Oh my god.
But did someone buy it?
Someone did buy it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they are lucky. They
got they got what they want.
NES Amiibo and a delicious...
snack. Oh my god, okay. We're acting rambunctious. I'm sorry, guys. We're acting rambunctious right now, but still,
okay,
that's just ridiculous.
Let's get back.
But, like, what type of... Yeah, what type of rewards will you, do you guys think that they will offer? Like, other than
Pop-Tarts.
Amiibo. Okay, yo. Okay, yeah. They offer Mario Pop-Tarts. Yeah.
I would like that.
I would think they'd offer, like, all... It would be, like, an odd, all digital thing, honestly. Like,
yeah, probably. I
like,
think digital is kind of
like,
smart.
You put stuff on digitally, you're like the more stuff you do, like say if it's like the program's related to Mario Maker, it'd be when you upload levels that you get some of these points for this. So the more like you support the game, the more you'll get for it. And then with physical rewards, it would be some. All right, not physical. With the digital rewards, it would be something like well, there could be Amiibo, but there can also be other digital rewards too. So, say, like DLC, exclusive DLC, or...
I don't think they'll do that.
I mean,
I don't know, I'm just taking wild assumptions.
I mean, I do think that they will still have digital games, because why not? It was never a bad idea, of course not. But what I'm saying is, I just want other stuff to be on there as well, like, you know, like...
Otherwise known as exclusive stuff.
Yeah, like, you know, I want a freaking shirt that says... You know, get the hell out, or that it has like Peach and like Daisy on it, and it says get the hell out. Like, you know, someone should make that shirt right now and say copyright by Spider Story because Peach and Daisy on that shirt saying get the hell out. Like, I'm sorry that they would never do that, but like that'd be a really hot shirt. No tea, no shade. But you know, just something that's just different that we can't get anywhere else. Like Yoshiman just said, like, you know, digital games are great, but you know, I want other stuff as well. Come on, we need like I want a freaking lamp that has Mario on it. All right, something stupid like that. Like, you know, just something that's different.
Or it could be just digital, or it could be just an exclusive digital game like they did with Doc Lewis's Punch Out.
Oh, but
I'm fine with that honestly, because I never got Punch Out. So
I don't know about that. That thing kind of sucked, Yoshiman. No team, no shame.
I loved it though.
But
I mean,
it
my brothers
fun.
Love it because they apparently love Doc Lewis.
I don't like Doc Lewis. No, just kidding, I like Doc Lewis. But yeah, I don't really know. We'll see what they will release later on. And, you know, if you guys are listening to this, like, you know, through the Lost Levels website or on YouTube, you know, make sure you comment below telling us, like, what type of rewards do you think they will have. You know, you could say things that we've already said, like, you know, could it be an Amiibo or a shirt that says get the hell out or something like that. You know, who knows? Just, like, comment below and tell us, like, what type of rewards do you think will come out for this new rewards program. All right, let's move on to the next question.
And if you get any of the questions right, you'll get a free Pop-Tart.
Oh my god, we're not... Okay,
I have Pop-Tarts in my house.
We're holding you to that. All right, you're
going
to
be... Sully, ruined everything.
You're going to be the one to ship the Pop-Tart to that person, okay?
I'm into that.
You're going to be shipping the Pop-Tarts, Yoshimansu, but I hope you have money to buy Pop-Tarts.
We have Pop-Tarts here. I'm not giving any Pop-Tarts. It was from Seoul.
Shut your mouth.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's move on to the next question. And to answer the last question, I think that the new rewards program, I hope it will be better. Let's just put it like that.
It better be.
It better be, yes. It better be better. Right? It better be better.
It's not butter.
All right, so what kind of rewards do you hope for the new rewards program? Which we kind of already answered this. You know, like things like Amiibo, like shirts.
We just
or...
ask this question.
Yeah,
I would
we just
shirts. Shirts would be cool.
I think if they made like exclusive shirts, like, you know.
Yeah, shirts definitely.
Like just different shirts, not shirts. You can go with like JCPenney's or like go to like there. Yeah, there or Nintendo World. Like no, like exclusive shirts from Nintendo World Store. Why not? you know, shirts that you can only buy there, because not everyone lives in New York City.
Well, that'd be nice, because I don't live anywhere near that store.
Yeah,
so I could actually get that, even though I live up here in Canada.
Yeah, I live nearby. I live near it, because I'm in Queens, you know, and that's in Manhattan, and that's not too far away. But, you know, like, things like that, that would be really useful for people who live in other places, like what Yoshiman just said. Like, you know, if he lives in Canada, he can still get a shirt from there, and, you know, it'd still be, you know, the same thing. I think if they do things like that, it will definitely be using stuff that they already have, and they'll be using it better, because it's not going to waste or anything like that. All right, and here is the final question. This is the very, very final question. Will you be using a new rewards program once it's announced? You know, we keep talking about it. We keep, like, mentioning things about it. But, like, will you actually be using it?
Give it a chance? But I think it'd be really annoying if they don't actually have it automated now. Like, since Nintendo's going very digitally with their programming and stuff, I don't want to have to still enter in codes and stuff for my games. I think that it just should happen automatically.
Well, I think that what I'm saying.
You could say it's too much all you want, but both Xbox or Microsoft and Sony.
I think it's expected at this point.
Yes, it's expected. They should be doing it.
They should be doing it, but I realistically don't think they will be doing it. Maybe for the next console, but for Wii U, I think that's asking it for a little too soon. That's just what I think. For me, what I will be using it once it's announced. All right, I'm gonna be on it day one. Unless the traffic... Okay, that's one thing they better fix. All right, the traffic needs to be fixed. All right, because I'm tired of using Club Nintendo, and every damn time it's like, oh, I'm sorry, you can't go on this set because of high traffic. Fix that. Like, for this new rewards program, make sure that that's not a problem. That it's not like, oh, yeah, the rewards program, you can't access it because, oh, so-and-so, so many people are on this damn place, and you can't go on the site, you have to wait till later. And then you try later, and then you still can't go on it. No, none of that. Fix the traffic. Fix it. Right. Just fix it. Anything you have to say, Yoshiman?
I know, I definitely will probably use it, unless it costs money to use, which I doubt it would, because it's an awards program, but... Yeah, if it costs money, then I probably won't, but it should be a yes regardless.
All right, and that is it for our main topic. Thank you guys so much for listening to the main topic. Hopefully, you've been listening in this whole time, and you haven't just skipped ahead. And if you're hearing this because you skipped ahead, then you better go back. You better go back like 20 minutes and listen
to it. You missed the great reward that we offered. Go back and listen to it.
Yes, go back for like 5, 10 minutes and go listen to that. And
nice now, going, Sully ruined it.
Sully just is ruining things today.
I mean, they're delicious.
Alright, yeah, but you should have had him go back and listen to them.
Yeah.
But brown sugar cinnamon.
Okay, let's get into news and community. Alright, so here's the first matter of business, because I know some of you are wondering about this. This is actually about Tourette. Tourette is currently on a hiatus. So, you not seeing Tourette on the podcast, don't worry. She's not gone yet. At least not anything that she's announced yet. So, don't worry about that. Don't be like, oh my god, Tourette's gone. She's never coming back. No. It's just that currently she's in Arizona with her dad. And, you know, most of the time we do our podcast on Saturday, of course. And that's the day she usually hangs out with her dad. So, you know, and also she's enjoying her summer. She, you know, she needs to have her break because of her rough school year. So, you know, please, 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 please don't worry about Tourette. All right, she's not disappearing. She's not gone. She's not like, oh, goodbye, Lost Levels. I don't want to be a part of this anymore. No. She's still one of us. She's going to help us actually. This is going to be the next thing. This is a segue. She's actually going to be helping us with our new Tumblr. Yes, the Lost Levels has a Tumblr. Whoa. Who was that?
That was not me, it's Yoshiman, but we're all celebrating, because hooray, we finally got it. We've had a Tumblr, I think.
We had the
Marpred Legacy Tumblr.
Marpred Legacy has had a Tumblr, which, you know, that's still part of us, of course. Yeah. But, you know, the Lost Levels didn't really have our own personal Tumblr. But now we do. You can go look it up, and it is thelostlevelspodcast.tumblr.com.
Hooray! Follow us if you dare.
Yes, follow you them. Better follow it. You better follow it, right? It's not negotiable. All right, you're going to follow it.
I can't believe it's not
better. So, you go follow it, and, you know, go spread the word. You know, tell your friends, oh my god, the Last of Us have a Tumblr. I got to follow it. Yeah, you got to be like that. If you're not like that, then it's not acceptable. But no, for real, guys, please, just go check it out. We really appreciate it if you did. All right, next matter of business. You guys already know about the Lost Levels looking for a new member, which if you skipped ahead, which I know some of y'all get a little crazy, y'all skip ahead. Y'all do that sometimes. Not everyone, but some people do that. Let me just tell you, we're looking for a new member. Yoshimen's currently trying out to be one of our new members. You could try out. Yes, hi, Yoshimen. Hi. Hi, Canada. You can try out to be a Lost Level. All you need is a Skype account, a decent microphone, have Audacity and the Lame Encoder MP3 so you can save, you know, files as an MP3 file. And also, you need to have free time on Saturdays. So if you meet these requirements and you're interested in joining our little group, then please sign up. Just email us at thelostlevelsmpl@gmail.com.
Also, if you're thinking of trying to get a good headset, the best one I'd recommend is USB-1.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yoshimen just gave you some advice. You see, friendly competition. Friendly advice.
Well, I'm fine with whoever gets the spot, because I still like me coming here as a guest, too.
Yeah.
Don't forget that we also have the Amiibo giveaway.
Yes, which I was just going to mention, Soul, for your information. Okay, don't you get crazy. Yes, we are currently having an Amiibo giveaway, which is hosted by Super Zambazy. And currently, three Amiibos are being offered. All right, we have the Wii Fit Trainer Amiibo. We have the Toad Amiibo.
Two of which are really hard to get.
And also, we have the Silver Mario Amiibo.
Also hard to get.
So, you know,
I can buy those two in store.
If you're interested in entering this giveaway, you need to do one of these three things. Or, if you want to increase your chances, do all three of these things. It will drastically boost your chances of potentially winning. Here's what you got to do. One, follow MPL Network on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's Mario Legacy's Twitter. MPL Network. Two, retweet this tweet about the giveaway. So on MPL Network, you can currently find a tweet that says pretty much retweet and follow for a Wii Fit Trainer, Silver Mario, or Toad Amiibo. Hashtag Amiibo, hashtag giveaway ends July 26th. So go retweet that.
That was number two. It's actually the entry page, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, also it's a pinned tweet, so if you just go to the MPL Network page, it's pinned, so you can just easily find it and retweet it.
Yeah.
And the third thing you gotta do is you gotta rate and review the Lost Levels podcast iTunes. Yes, that's us, the Lost Levels. So please rate and review. Especially review. The review helps us so much. And rate us 5 stars. Please, none of this nonsense when you rate 5 stars. Rate us 5 stars. We would really, really, really appreciate it.
Rate the episodes that I'm in 5 stars.
Oh my god, Yoshimen.
Just that.
See, this is
but why make sure you rate the others 4 stars.
This is why nobody likes Canada.
Oh my god. The giveaway ends July 26th.
Give them 5 stars. They definitely deserve it.
Thank you, yes. The giveaway ends July 26th, so make sure you do these things. All right, doing all three will greatly increase your chances of winning, all right? You don't want just one entry, because, you know, you just have one entry, you know, there's a less chance. There's still a chance, but there's less chance. So you want three entries to just boost that chance. Okay, now that we're done with the news, we're now going to be getting into what have you been doing, all right? So who wants to talk first about what they've been doing this week? Maybe Seoul, because of July 4th, a.k.a. America's birthday?
I didn't do it. Actually, I kind of did. I hung out with my friend for like 8 hours. We were out on the town. We went to...
Eating hot dogs?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't think
God.
I ate any food there, actually.
Wow, shame. It's freaking Independence Day. You don't eat a hot dog or a hamburger.
These burgers.
Oh, yes, hamburgers. Yes, yes,
they
yes.
They were
yes.
so good. I don't know how she made them, but they were, like... I think she just put meat on a pan, but for whatever reason, they were delicious. And, and then we went to this weird, like, festival thing, and it was okay. I mean, I think I paid $15, and I shouldn't have done it. Because I didn't really have that much fun. But, I mean, we were going to be there for a while otherwise. And I would have just done nothing and wait for the fireworks. And the fireworks were okay. But I don't really like the 4th of July to begin with. So, it's not really... I was just like, I don't want to stay home and literally do nothing. Because my family did nothing. What else? Yesterday... Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? 2 days ago. Thursday. I went to... We basically, long story short, I waited outside of GameStop not too long, and there were four of us. There were four Nesses. The person in front of me bought two, and apparently wasn't supposed to, but the lady didn't say anything. But thankfully, my mother was at the other GameStop, which had nobody, by the way. I don't know why nobody was waiting out there, and it's in the middle. It was, like, by the big city. It's huge. Nobody was there. Well, the Nesses weren't shipped that day. Like, they weren't coming in. They hadn't come in yet, but he said, well, they're supposed to be coming in later today. Probably around noon. So we drove back at noon, even though he said he'd call us. And, like, he was just about to call us when we came in, but I was like, I don't want to take a chance that he forgets. And I got a Ness Amiibo, and the Ness Amiibo honestly looks so cool. And then I got, I found a Jigglypuff was restocked on Target, and I don't know if I necessarily got it, because my mother goes, you may or may not have gotten it for my birthday, but I think we both know what that means. So I finally got the original 12, if that Jigglypuff actually comes through. I also got, funnily enough, on Monday, I believe. Yeah, Monday, I got Palutena in the mail, and I love the Palutena amiibo. She looks so cool. And then Ganondorf came in the next day, and Dark Pit, I was expecting to come the next, like, the Wednesday, but I still have not gotten him, and I'm really hoping he's come in, because it's getting me nervous, since I was, you know, I got Palutena, Ganondorf, and then I thought, you know, Dark Pit, because I ordered them all on the same day from the same person. And I was just thinking, okay, for whatever reason, they came consecutively, but they haven't. Also, I think yesterday, I was hanging out with my friend, Parker, and he's really cool, but I found out he also, like, when you were talking about s'mores Pop-Tarts, he really likes s'mores Pop-Tarts. Those are his favorite. And so whenever I think of s'mores Pop-Tarts, I think of a Ness Amiibo, and then I also think of my friend Parker, who doesn't listen to the podcast, but shout out to Parker, because he's cool.
Shout out to Parker!
Hi, Parker.
I think this is gonna be a new trend on the podcast. Shout out to Parker. Don't. Should be on every episode. Yes! No. Yes! Parker, it's too late. Parker's about to become podcast famous. Alright, is that it, Sol?
Even though he doesn't even know about it.
I know.
I'm never gonna tell him now. No, that's it. I've done nothing really much.
Alright, Yoshi Man, you go next.
Okay. What is it I've been doing? I go to work. I come home and play video games. I take care of this puppy. He's actually on my lap right now. Say hello, Nugget. Say hello. He's shy.
Oh, Nugget's shy.
Otherwise, I just go to work. I've been doing stuff. I actually got myself a credit card recently, so I've been going online searching for stuff that I could buy with it. The very first thing that I, of course, buy is that Robin Amiibo that Sol showed me.
Yes, work!
So, hi.
Now I've got a Robin Amiibo coming, and now my parents have banned me from buying stuff online because I already bought something.
they banned you.
They don't want me spending all my money online, apparently.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Now I felt kind of bad, but I was like, you weren't going to get it otherwise. So it was kind of like...
I'm happy with it, as long as I got the Robin Amiibo finally. Yeah.
It'll be coming in hopefully soon.
So that's hopefully going to come in on Wednesday. If not, it said it would come, like, within a week after that. So I'm just hoping for it to come in. Otherwise, I'm actually finishing up my part-time schooling right now, and it's about to come in the summertime, so yay. I get to just do summer-type stuff. Otherwise, I've been playing games and being lazy because I should be doing stuff on my YouTube, but I haven't for some reason, and I really need to get to that. But otherwise, I'm lazy, and I haven't been doing anything special. I need to do something.
Alright. Okay. Now it is my turn. It is Spider-Stayu's turn to talk about what he's been doing this week. I love how I just refer to myself in third person. Okay, so... July 4th. That was Independence Day. That was Fireworks Day. That was... Yes, that was just a really great day. My mom invited all her friends over. Oh, I'm sorry, you're Canadian. Sorry, Ocean.
I still spent Canada Day, but that was at work.
Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't celebrate Canada Day.
That was at work, though, because more money.
What do you do on Canada Day? Do you just launch?
Oh my god, okay.
Pretty much the same thing as you do on the 4th of July. So, Star, you can continue what you're saying, you'll pretty much get an idea of what I normally do.
Happy birthday, Canada. Happy belated birthday, Canada. Okay, so what was I doing? Okay, Kissel interrupted me, of course. As
nobody likes Canada.
Oh, my God. So many Canadians are going to be like, oh, I'm not watching this podcast anymore.
Oh, my God, it's so sad.
Okay.
Laughing.
So what have I been doing? Okay, yes, I've been watching. I watched the hot dog competition, Nathan's hot dog. Yeah, it was so gross. I was gagging. I'm like, they're eating these hot dogs, and they're like,
how many hot dogs?
69. No, 62.
Wait, 69? 69 is in that's how many they had, or?
Okay, wait. What? Wait, what are you saying?
How many? Of course.
What? What are you saying?
You're an idiot.
Oh my God!
I'm asking.
Okay, it's not English. Everyone's getting confused. Okay, everyone's just laughing. Okay, what? What did you say, Yoshiman?
69 is in that many. That many hot.
I don't know if that's many. That's how many they had. No, 62. I was right. 62.
Okay, 62.
And this guy named Matt Stoney defeated the champion Joey Chestnut. So he dethroned the champion. So good job, Matt Stoney. Nice. It was gross a little bit, but, you know, I am not too far. Okay, actually, that's a big lie. I'm actually kind of far away, but, well, through Subway, yeah. But, you know, Coney Island and that Nathan's freaking hot dog place thing, fast food, what do you call that, location, landmark, something like that. I've actually been there before, I don't know if it's a restaurant. It's like an open stand where you can just, like, get hot dogs and,
you know, it's hot dog stand.
Yeah, like that. Kind of. I don't know. I feel like I'm confusing you guys.
Building, just, whatever.
You just look up Nathan's and you'll find that famous place. Trust me.
Okay, what's it called? I'll look it up right now.
Okay, well, you'll talk about it after the podcast, Yoshi Man. Other than that, my mom invited all her friends over. I invited a couple of my friends and, I think I was playing, like, Smash Brothers or Splatoon for... So I was playing Splatoon for the Splatfest. Yes, and I was working and twerking and smacking and cracking people's backs and their necks and their heads and their ears and their nose and their eyes. I just been cracking everything. I just crack it like that.
Dogs sweating. Woohoo. Dogs sweating. Woohoo.
Roll. Go dogs.
I love dogs.
Dogs. Those dogs beat those little kitties.
Okay,
no offense to cats.
You won, Nugget.
No offense to cats. What else?
Nah, all offense to cats.
Yes, all offense. I played Smash Brothers with Boo and Yoshi Man.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to play Smash Bros for a while. Let me just say that.
Yoshi Man got really mad at us because he thought we were teaming.
I still feel like I should go up with my accusation, but I don't want to get into that because that just causes a lot of random chaos that shouldn't come up.
Yoshi Man, he was trying it.
But, well, you know, before Boo joined, get caught under the orbital assault stage, and
Hell
you
no.
guys just stand there staring at me the entire time.
Yeah, because you were hiding. Stages. I wanted Yoshi Man to drown because Yoshi Man was making me mad when we were playing before. So I was not. I didn't care to hit. But Boo kept hitting me, but I didn't really care to hit him. Boost. I don't know why. But
there. You admitted it that you didn't care to hit him and you wanted to hit me.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted
to
hear.
But that's not teaming. That's not teaming, Yoshi Man. Teaming
doesn't
is a
matter.
Is a,
that's all,
is
that's
equal
all I care about.
Okay,
that's all
okay,
I cared
okay,
about
okay.
is that you were targeting me.
Yoshi Man, go back to Canada. Go back to Canada. Go back to Canada.
I am in Canada.
Go back to Canada. You need to come to America right now and go back to Canada. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Sorry you heard a little cut. But things got a little crazy between me and Yoshi Man talking about our Smash battle. But now we are cool. We're cool. We're fine. Yoshi Man went to America.
Cool. I've been cool the whole time.
Yoshi Man went to America, and then he went back to Canada, like I told him to do. So, here, we're going to get into our any information. So, you can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. You can check out Marpie Legacy at MarpieLegacy.com and the Lost Levels podcast at thelostlevels.marpielegacy.com. And make sure you sign up for the podcast, please. We want to know. We don't want to know. We want to know who the next Lost Level superstar is going to be. Yes, that's what we want to know. Or who is it going to be? Is it going to be Yoshi Man? Is it going to be someone else? You know, like, is it going to be Impa Dude? Which, happy birthday, Impa Dude. Yes, happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Impa Dude.
Happy birthday, yes.
It's your birthday.
Whoever it's going
to
be.
Wait, you signed up?
I signed up.
Wish you good luck.
Let's hope I win, guys.
And for me, I'm Spider
Soul.
And for me, I'm SpiderStarYou everywhere on Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google Plus. All of those places, it is SpiderStarYou. Yes.
Me, I am Greninja. No, oh no, I changed it. I'm Hardly Milk on Tumblr. I'm Compete on Nintendo Network, and you can also follow my Steven Universe blog, La Piece Your Pants, which has a lot of news because we got some stuff at San Diego Comic Con, which we will see Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Hooray!
Yoshiman, where can we find you?
I'm Yoshiman22, kind of like how StarYou everywhere. I'm Yoshiman22 everywhere, except for, like, my Tumblr, which I call myself Yoshi Tactician. I don't even post much there. I want to post more. Someone give me ideas to post there, please. Otherwise, YouTube, Mario Party Legacy, and that's about it. I don't know. I should really sign up for more places.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Yoshiman, for joining us today. All right,
thank you for inviting me today.
No problem at all.
I like being a guest here.
We want to know what you guys think about Yoshiman. Do you like him being on the podcast? Do you like hearing him mixed with us? You know, let us know what you think, all right? It'll definitely... Okay, let's be for real. Not everything's going to be what everyone else thinks, but, you know, it definitely does help to know what other people think. So, you know, just please tell us in a nice, polite way what you think of Yoshiman.
Nah, they can be as honest as they want. I'll be fine with it.
Okay. Well, anyway, thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you next time, alright? See you guys later. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday, Epidude.
Bye.